Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Welcome, everybody. I want to discuss with you today another important topic to hopefully open up your eyes and help you see things more clearly. You know, we have a spiritual battle going on, as it says in Ephesians 6, a continuous battle that we don't see, but it's continuously taking place. And it's versus Yahweh and the enemy, Satan, and they're fighting for our soul. And we must choose the side of Yahweh. But Satan, I want you to remember this, everybody. Satan is trying to distract us from keeping our eyes focused on Yahweh. Do we get that? And this distraction from Yahweh is extremely dangerous. We are in control of ourselves. The choices we make will determine what side of this battle we are on. But we must stay focused on Yahweh. And there are so many scriptures and ideas and principles in the Bible that talks about this. Remember Peter, to stay focused on Yahweh, he could walk on water, or at least stand on water. But once he took his focus off Yahweh, what happened? He began to sink. Well, the same thing happens to us. We must stay focused on Yahweh, and this is why prayer is so important. There are so many distractions in this world. We look at these advanced technologies that we could always have the Bible right near us on our phone, that we could see things on TV that talk about scripture. We can go to the internet that talks about scripture or turn on the radio. But we have to understand that technology's advances have actually distracted us from Yahweh more than making it easier for us. You know, so we need to be careful. You know, and we can't always blame the enemy for this distraction, because we get so caught up in life and the pace of the world that we tend to slow down and focus on Yahweh. And this creates our problems. You know, because with more technology, we have more of everything, more hobbies, more relationships, more money, and all these things bring more distractions to our life. You know, so we need to plan out that time for Yahweh so we don't get distracted. And this is a reminder to all of you. And this is one of the reasons why we do our prayer here every morning. Regardless of what's going on in the world, we wake up, bam, we have our prayer. But that doesn't end there. It's not to say we've done our prayer to be done with that. No, it's to put us in a mood of prayer all day. And these reminders to persevere in prayer and stay focused on Him all day. And to not end. And to not let technology or the enemy or the world or the busyness of the world or anything or anyone or any object or anything distract you from Yahweh. We must stay focused on Him. We must stay focused on this battle that's going on and choose the right side. And the scriptures talk about overcoming distractions. And this is what I want to talk to us about today, because this is the weakness of so many people today. They get distracted. They allow themselves to be distracted. So we must get back on the right path. 1 Corinthians 7:35 says, I am saying this for your benefit, not to place restrictions on you. I want you to do whatever will help you serve Yahweh best with as few distractions as possible. It's acknowledged all throughout the scripture in the renewed and the original covenant about distractions. And I remind you and tell you yet again about the spiritual battle that's going on and how Satan continuously tries to distract us from the world. And the world is the vehicle that's being used today. You look at the people of the world and everything they're doing in the world to distract us. Matthew 4:19 says, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, the desire for other things. So no fruit is produced. Remember, the fruit of Yahweh, the fruit of Yahweh is different than what the world looks as fruitful. We have to remember these things, and Yeshua gives us these examples in scripture. And he gives us the parable in Luke 8:7. Other seed fell among the thorns that grew up, and with it choked out the tender plants. The distractions of this world are those seeds that choke out anything or suffocate anything that is possibly good. All of the growth that Yahweh wants us to have can be choked out by the ways of this world and the things of this world. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you. That is unusual for human beings. But Yahweh is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond your strength. Instead, along with the temptation, he will also provide a way out so that you may be able to endure it. Hallelujah. Yahweh will never put us in a situation that we cannot get out of as long as we're listening to him and following him and not getting more distracted by the world and the world's ways and everything else. We're told in scriptures not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, that by testing you may discern what is Yahweh's will, what is good and acceptable and perfect. This is why we must read the scriptures and understand Yahweh's will, and then we must accept it. Believing and trusting in his way for our life is the best way, the first way, and the only way we should choose, and not getting distracted by the fleshly desires of this world. Yahweh wants us to be focused on righteousness. That's what he wants us to be focused on. The end goal he wants us to be focused on. And to do that, he wants us to be on a narrow path that leads to that narrow gate. But our flesh doesn't want that. And now it becomes a battle between our flesh and also our spiritual wellness. And this is where we see this battle of spiritual warfare coming into play. Yahweh built us with senses to help us and protect us and guide us, not to tempt us and distract us. But in this world today, we use the senses, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, and the ears to get distracted instead of being protected. And that goes against what Yahweh's will was for us. He wants us to smell danger, to taste hatred. He wants us to hear wickedness. He wants us to see unrighteousness, to warn us against those things, to keep us away from those things. But when we get distracted, we start using these senses in the wrong way and they attract us. We start getting attracted to things we shouldn't be seeing. We start enjoying the smells and the taste of things we shouldn't be taking part of. And then we start enjoying or hearing the things that we hear, the seduction of the world. We start listening to that instead of Yahweh's word. And then we get ourselves into trouble. We must maintain control of our senses that Yahweh built us with when he designed us and created us. And we must separate the spiritual from the flesh, because the flesh does not desire the things of Yahweh. Our flesh will go against it. Our flesh wants the things of this world and the things of the wicked wide path. Yahweh says that should not be so. He says in 1 John 2:15, do not love the world or the things of this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That is not my words, that is his word. We must remember that. Keep control of your senses. Do not let them distract you from Yahweh's word. We got these senses to feel his word in our hands as we're holding his holy book, to feel the words in our hands and to grab onto them. We have our eyes to see and read these words, not just like human eyes where we can see just words printed on a paper, but they come alive to us. And we see things and visions from his words as we're reading them that go way beyond the physical sense of eyesight. And we get a spiritual eyesight and we develop a spiritual eyesight. And just as we think right now with our minds like a lemon and we take a smell, we can almost smell the sourness of a lemon. We just think about a lemon and we could smell it. Well, Yahweh wants us to think about Yahshua and his holy word and pureness and righteousness and take a deep breath in and think about the breath that he bred into, that he put into Adam and brought him alive. The fresh air that he wants us to breathe in through our nose and to smell that, to think about the sweetness of the flowers and the beauty of his creation as we take a breath in. And we just smell the pureness of Yahweh and the control of the tongue that can kill us if we overeat or we talk bad words. Yahweh wants us to have control of our tongue and our eating, to not be gluttons in our tasting of the things. He wants to say, taste and see how good his word is. As it says in the Psalms, taste and see how good he is. He wants us to use these senses to bless us and not curse us. And we would understand and we would choose the right side in this spiritual battle. But we must stay focused on Yah's goal, and that is Yahshua and what he's done for us. So I remind you all today to fix your attention on Yahshua, the pioneer and perfecter of the faith, as it says in Hebrews 12:2. That's what it says. We must stay focused on him. That's what we must do. Seek those things which are above, which Yeshua seeth on the right hand of Yahweh, and set your affliction on the things above, not on the things of the earth, Colossians 3:1-2. I'm telling you right now, I'm reminding you, repeat this scripture, Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom. Proverbs 4:25 says, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Say that. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Hallelujah. Yahweh is in front of you. Stop getting distracted by the world and the world's discussions and arguments and the world's ways and wasting time on those things. Think about where you spend your time and your energy. Think about what your focus is in life. How often do you think about, study, and look at and talk about Yahshua each day versus the things of this world? Look at the senses again, and it says in Isaiah 45:22, let all the world look, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. Look, let all the world look, for I am Yahweh and there is no other. Let all the world look, let all the world see these things. We must keep our senses focused on Yahweh. The dangers of taking your eyes off Yahweh will lead you to the side of Satan in this spiritual battle, and that will create tremendous problems for yourself. The Israelites, when they came out of the promised land, they came out of Egypt and they went into the promised land. Yahweh told them not to mingle the seed, not to fellowship with all the wickedness that was already in that land, to take it and destroy it, to separate themselves from that. That's what he told them. But if not, they would become a thorn in their side. They did not listen. They mingled the seed. And to this day, they continue to mingle the seed. They took their eyes off Yahweh. They took their focus off Yahweh. When the children came out of Egypt and went into the wilderness, they took their focus off Yahweh. They stopped believing in him. Instead of wanting to go to the promised land, they wanted to go back to Egypt. They complained, moaned, and groaned because they didn't trust Moses. They didn't trust Yahweh, and they took their eyes off his ultimate goal, not just setting them free to wander in the wilderness, but set them free to a better place, at a promised land. And many of you today that are listening right now are wandering out of freedom, out of the slavery of Egypt, but you're still in bondage because you're not focusing towards your promised land. You're focusing towards going back to the slavery and bondage of Egypt because that's what your flesh is used to. You're used to the worldly ways. You're used to the worldly things. So you struggle with keeping your eyes on Yahweh and moving forward in front of you and not looking back. Don't look back. Move forward. Don't get distracted. Don't let yourself get distracted. Remember Peter in Matthew 14:28-31. Peter answered him, Yahweh, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water. Yeshua says, come on. So Peter got down out of the boat. He started walking on water and came to Yahshua. But when he noticed the strong wind, he was frightened. As he began to sink, he shouted, Yahweh, save me. At once Yeshua reached out his hand, caught him, and asked him, you who have so little faith, why did you doubt? And this is where we put ourselves today. Why are we doubting that our Creator is not who he says he is? Why are we doubting the idea that we can do all things through him who strengthens us? We need to follow the examples that are given to us in the scriptures, not being distracted by this world, but focusing on Yeshua and what Yeshua does for us. Remember, in Luke 10, 38 to 42, as Yeshua and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain vision where a woman named Martha walked them into her home. Yes, her sister Mary sat at Yahweh's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. And she came to Yeshua and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But Yeshua said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready and prepared and willing to drop all your worldly ideas and all your worldly things and everything for Yeshua to focus just on him? When you utter the words that you don't have time for prayer, when you give the idea that you're too busy to stop and pray, when you're too distracted of this world because you're worshiping other things that you don't want to give Yahweh the time, whatever it is, you're letting yourself get distracted. And then you're giving in to the enemy because that's what Satan seeks, to distract you in every way possible, in every way possible. And people are getting distracted consistently by letting control of their sentence, giving it up to the enemy and not staying strong in that area. And Satan knows this. He knows this. And he uses devices of this world to distract people. And this is what makes people fall down and get off the path of Yah and not looking forward and straight towards him. We must not get distracted. And if we already have, Yahweh's mercy is there for us. We need to get back on the right path. No matter who you are, get back on the right path. The enemy uses all of these things, whether it's an unrighteous, unclean woman, whether it's promiscuous woman, whether it's money, whether it's alcohol or drugs or being a glutton or whatever, it's negative people, whatever it is, he uses these things in our lives to distract us. It says in the scriptures in 1 Peter 5:8 to be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. But the scripture gives us the answer. In James 4:7, it says, submit to Yahweh. Submit to Yahweh. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So we all get busy in life. We all have things that are keeping us distracted in life. But we must be reminded. Sometimes we must drop everything and go to a quiet place. We should make that a daily habit to make sure we're focusing on the right path and the right things, as it says in scripture. Mark 6:31 says, then Yeshua said, let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while. He said this because there were so many people coming and going that Yeshua and his apostles didn't even have time to eat. And so many of you are rushing around today trying to get things done. You don't even have time to eat. You don't even have time to do anything. But sometimes we need to drop everything. We need to drop everything and to just go and spend time with our Creator. And he gives us this appointed time. He tells us daily to come to him and always seek him. But make sure you're taking this one day a week on the Sabbath to come to him and rest. To rest. and stop from all the distractions of the world and make sure you're focusing on Him to re-energize yourself and remind yourself about the prioritizing we must do on a daily basis and the time we must take for prayer daily. He tells us to make the best use of our time so we can resist the enemy. So He reminds us and tells us, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16 says, be careful how you live. Do not be unwise, but be wise, making the best use of your time, because the times are evil that we're living in today. And Mark 1, 35 says, and in the morning, rising up a while before day, He went out and departed into a solitary place, and there He prayed. The scriptures call us to do this on a regular day. He says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me early shall find me. Yes, this is the day that Yahweh has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. We need to stop being distracted by the worries of this life and the world around us. We must have a better focus. We must have a better way and a better plan, and He offers us that better way and better plan. The ways before man seem right but end in death. Yahweh is the one that offers us a future and a hope. But so many people today allow themselves to be distracted by the enemy and the ways of this world. Matthew 6, 19 to 21 says, stop storing up your treasures on earth, where moths and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But keep storing up treasures for yourself in heaven, where moths and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. Because where your treasure is, there is where your heart will also be. When you value prayer and spending time with Yahweh as much as you value your gold and your silver and your money and your food and all your other things, then something will change in your life. Matthew 6, 31 to 33 says, so don't ever worry by saying, what are we going to eat? Or what are we going to drink? Or what are we going to wear? It is the unbelievers that are eager for all these things. Surely your heavenly Father knows all you need. But first be concerned about Yahweh's kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you as well. Don't let yourself get distracted. Remember the race we're in. And remember when Paul said to pace ourselves to win the race. To win the race and to not grow weary. And don't look just on the things you're doing, because we can't even get distracted by doing things for Yahweh. We need to make sure we're staying focused on the end goal. And the goal is to understand what Yahweh's will is for us and to accomplish it. So don't grow weary. Don't abandon your first love. Don't abandon Yahweh as when you accepted Him. Focus on Yahweh day and night, as it says in Psalms 1. Focusing on the Word day and night, always focusing on His holy Word. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, the book of the Torah shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. That's what it says in the scriptures. And then when we open up Psalm, and it says, focusing on His word day and night, meditating on His word day and night. Do not let negative people or the worries of this world or anything of you distract you from focusing on Yahweh. Galatians 1 verse 10 says, am I now trying to win approval of human beings or of Yahweh? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Yahshua. We must prepare ourselves each day. As we stay in prayer and we do our best not to get distracted by the world and the world's ways. Remember, we must prepare ourselves not to be distracted by the world and the world's ways. Ephesians 6, 11 says, clothe yourself with the full armor of Yahweh so that you may be able to stand against the scams of the devil. who's trying to distract you from all the ways of this world and the things of this world. Proverbs, another word for wisdom, I say that all the time because it's the wisdom of Yahweh, says in 3 verse 6, think about him in all your ways and he will guide you on the right path. Not in some of your ways, not in sometimes, but in all of your ways, all the time, think about him. Think about him and see what he can do in your life. Hallelujah. To spend that time in prayer with him daily. I know many of you, many of us get distracted by the world and the world's ways. And when we're young, it's easy to fall into this trap. But we must continuously build and build up and build up and make a practice out of daily doing these things that we know we should be doing to stay healthy, to stay on the path of Yahweh, to have a healthy spiritual life, to not get distracted by the world and the world's ways. This is why I do my prayers on a daily basis with you, my corporate prayers. We come together to remind ourselves with this. That doesn't negate that we should stop praying privately to Yahweh. No, we should have private time with him every day as well. From all the distractions of this world, shut off your phone, shut off your computer, turn off your TV. Go outside in nature without anything, any attachments or anything. Don't take your wallet. Don't take your keys. Don't take your phone. Just go walk down the block. Go walk in a park. Go walk on the beach. And just think about Yahweh and creation and all the things he's given us. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the things you left behind. Just go out there and focus on him and all he's blessed you with. He's so much he's given us, so much opportunity to spend time with him. Oh, the sadness he must look at us, seeing us getting so distracted by the world, thinking we have all this technology and it's better for us, but it's always going and always going. We never have time to slow down. He wants you to slow down. He wants you to slow down and focus on him. So I want to remind you to never let yourself get distracted. Let yourself get distracted. Praise Yah for this blessed day and all he does for us. And to be thankful for these things. And I lift you all up in prayer this day that the enemy will not distract us, that our senses will not let us get distracted, and we'll use them to the greatest of our ability with Yahweh's goal in mind, not they would distract us, but they would bless us, protect us, help us, and keep us in the right place, in the right place. And may your eyes, your ears, nose, mouth, and your senses of touch and everything be focused on him daily. Hallelujah.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had